mic on. All right. Do we have some children here? I know we do. I'm so happy to see you guys. I'm always so happy to see you. And it's been 5 weeks since I saw you. So that's really, really cool. We're going to talk about today. Have you ever eaten bread? When do you eat bread? When do you eat bread? Have you ever had it with peanut butter and jelly? You don't like peanut butter. Well, that figures. What else do you like? Do you like French toast? Oh, yeah, French toast. That's yummy. What else do you like? How about grilled cheese? So you have it for breakfast, and grilled cheese, do you sometimes have that for lunch or for dinner? Another meal that you have bread with? A sandwich for lunch, like tuna fish? If you don't like peanut butter and jelly, tuna fish is a pretty safe option. Yeah, okay, good. So sometimes we have bread for three meals in one day, right? That often happens for lots of people. And sometimes they have that meal, those three meals, every single day of the week. So we eat a lot of bread, don't we? So the scripture that Mr. Rongstad just read was about Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." Why do you think he picked bread as an example? Any ideas? Who could we ask? Who could we phone and say, "Give us a hint, folks"? Who could we ask to help us with this question? I could ask you, and you could ask them. Should we ask them? Why do you think that Jesus used bread as an example? Because we always have it around. Right. It's an everyday thing. Do you think Jesus only wants us to think about him on Sunday morning?
Every day.
Every day. How often? All day, but at least three times. Right? With every meal. Right? So, you living here in this country, we know what bread looks like, right? When you have a tuna fish sandwich, what bread do you normally eat it on? Do you eat it on this kind of bread? That kind of bread? Which kind of bread? Yes, you use it on a sandwich. Yes, that's pretty normal. Pretty much everybody eats a sandwich on sandwich bread. Right, but what about people from other countries? Can you see any of these kinds of bread? Can you tell me where they might come from? Do you know where, have you ever had something made with this? Do you like tacos or tortillas? Yeah? Okay. So this is a kind of bread. You know what? This is made with wheat. This is made. But Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life." And this is the kind of bread that people from another country think about when Jesus says the bread of life. But there's still bread in those countries. What about this one? Have you ever had anything in this? Do you know what this is? It's a pita bread. What country does that come from? What part of the world? Greece or the Mediterranean. Right. And this can be really yummy bread too. Even if it's this kind of bread and not this kind of bread, Jesus is still the bread of life. What about this one? It's not a tortilla. It's naan. It's naan, right. So it's from India. So people from India even have a bread. And I think that's why Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life." Because people from everywhere in the whole world can understand that as an example, just like you can. So Jesus was talking to the whole world when he said, "I am the bread of life." I think that's pretty cool. So, Let's pray. Okay? Dear God, we're so thankful that Jesus is the bread of life, and that by saying that it's us, that every time we eat bread and every time we have a meal where we're together with others, that we are reminded about Jesus and how much he loves us, and he is the number one thing in our lives. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much, guys. Do you want a little sample to take to your table? You can take it into the room with you.